Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. That sounds so weird.
I've
never had to say that, ever. I am your host, Jack P. Shepherd.
Oh, you're the host now?
No.
I've never had to say
doesn't
that.
Doesn't he say
I'm he doesn't say that.
What does he say?
Hello, welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colton Smith and today I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
Yeah. He's not here, basically. He's down in London, we're up in Manchester, and he's practising for the Olympics.
He is in there, yeah.
So we're having to do this little episode...
It's a special series of episodes.
Without him, yeah. So let's explain what we're here to do. So over the course... listen, wait for it. You wait. Over the course of the next week or two...
Yeah.
We're going to release a series of episodes... right, that are going to come out every single day, every morning. They're going to be like 15, 10-minute episodes, that's all. And we're all going to be talking about the Olympics. So you tell people what the Olympics is then, Ben.
I mean, if people don't already know, I'll fill them in. But I think most people will be aware now, especially who listen to the podcast, of what the Olympics are. I'm going to read it. Next week, Colson will be competing on the ITV show, The Games. And Celebrate will be releasing a new bonus episode called The Olympics every morning. Colson will be joining us after the show, after he's done it. We're going to film the podcast that night.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get it in the morning. So he's going to be doing all different types of events over 2 weeks for ITV. And the time it's on, let's just fill people in.
Go on.
It's Monday, ITV 1, 9 to 10:30.
Yeah.
Not a bad watch.
No, easy 90 minutes.
Easy 90 minutes, straight after Curry, you're on. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, ITV, 9 till 10.
Fine. Oh, right. Easy
We're fine
hour.
There. Friday, big watch, an hour and a half, 9 till 10:30 on Friday.
Is that the final then? So
That's
it's only
final.
On for a week, isn't it?
It's only on for a week.
Yeah. The morning after those events, join us talking about Colson and the events that he's done the night before.
So should we go through... Should we go through the events?
Go through them, yeah.
Okay, because obviously we're very sporty, so we can talk easily about these things. first off, 100 metres. What do you think?
I think he's selling himself short with the 100 metres. He thinks he's absolutely going to bomb it. And
so we had a chat, didn't we? We had a talk about it, and we asked him, you asked him where he's going to come.
Yeah.
And it's out of six, isn't it? Six lads. Six boys, six girls.
Yeah, and he's just racing along the boys, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And he thinks...
He's going to come last.
100 metres, what do you think?
I don't think he will. I think he might beat Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
Ryan Thomas is doing it.
I'm not sure Ryan's that quick. Oof.
We've had a little sprint, me and Ryan, on the beach.
Have you?
Yeah. He's not...
Is he?
He's fairly rapid. Colson's fast at long distance, and he's fast. But will he be able to do it?
Is he not quick out the blocks?
He thought he was a bit quicker not in the blocks. The old sports day start at school. The old dad's race at school. He's just giving it go. Whoa!
So already stood up.
Already stood up.
Off.
I don't know whether they allow you to do that. But it's still the proper track, isn't it?
Yeah.
So 100 metres, what do we... I'll tell you what we do. Got it. This is good. We'll say our prediction... And then we'll come back to it.
Right, and see how far.
Right, I'm going to put two people down. I'm going to put Jack.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put Ben. Jack, prediction.
100 metres.
100 metres.
Out of six.
Out of six.
Five. What do you think?
Poor Coulson's not here. Poor lad. I think I've got to go six.
You think last?
I've got to go last. Because I think there's other events that he's going to do very well in.
Right.
I think I'm going to go last. Right, next one. Ready? 400. Now, this is getting more into his thing, I think, now.
You see, I think it's getting more into it, but whenever I've spoken to him, he goes, no, I'm fine for, like, 800 metres, not four. I'm like, come on. Should be able to. I mean...
I love the way you say it like you're an Olympic coach, like you've run loads. I don't think you've ever run, have you?
No, not really.
I mean, have you run, ever?
They always have me running at work.
Yeah. You're right.
Whenever there's some sort of disaster,
yeah,
David Platt's always running.
So if it was a run from Roy's to the bistro, you'd absolutely fly. You'd fly on those cobbles.
Yeah.
Right, so what are we thinking, 400?
Steady away, third.
Do you know what? I think you're right. I'm going third. I think he's going to be good at 400. Right now.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. It's the 110 metre hurdles. I think this is a case of who's shittest. Because they're all going to be shit at this.
So he sent us a photo, Coulson sent us a photo of him stood next to a hurdle. And it isn't like
knee level. It comes up. It comes up past your waist. Yeah.
So you're looking at an immediate 1, 2, 3 clack, aren't you? Clack, clack, clack.
Yeah.
And then how many you can get over.
Yeah.
Because if you smack one, you're right at the back. I think you're right. You could get someone who's fast.
I think if you jump two of them, you're getting a place. I think it's pretty much as simple. Because I think they're all going to go into one.
I think you're right.
And surely, would height have a bit... It must have an advantage.
Must do. Don't want to be too tall.
And what's he, 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah. But I suppose it's tall and springy. It's how much flexibility you've got in your hips, isn't it, to get over?
Yeah.
What we're saying is open race.
And how are you doing the splits in the air?
110, what do you think?
Right, there's some big lads there, yeah?
Yeah.
And I don't think they've got the ability to get all their weight and the legs and everything over correctly without hitting the hurdle and
knocking it down.
So what we're saying? Fourth.
If you'd asked me what number I had in my head, it was four. 4-4. 4-4. Very good. Right now, we've entered into something that I know a lot about.
I think this is his one.
Canoe slalom.
Yeah.
It's hard course. He said it's the hardest course in the world, I think.
What?
Yeah. I think that course he's on, wherever it is, like Lee Valley or something like that, is like the hardest canoe slalom course. But I think he's got a very, very good chance.
He says he's confident in this one. He says he likes it, he's enjoying it. And I think that's half the battle.
What I found...
Did you enjoy yourself?
What I found is half the battle with canoe slalom. Isn't the water or the paddle? It's enjoying myself. If I've enjoyed myself, it's fine. First. You enjoyed yourself the most, you first.
He's got to win one. And I think this is it. Hang on. Maybe...
We've gone big. Are you saying one?
But hang on, he's good on the track as well, isn't he? I think he's going to win one.
I think so as well.
So I'm going second, I think, canoe.
Canoe slalom second. I'm going third.
Yeah.
Now, we're halfway through. We're coming to the biggie.
Dude, this is my favourite one to watch. I can't wait to watch this. I cannot wait to watch this.
If you think of an event where it can go horribly wrong.
Yeah. You could lose your head.
You could lose your head or your trunks.
Yeah.
It's diving. Diving's hard. He sent some photos off those boards, 5-10 metres, it's high. He's doing it with a partner, he's not on his own.
It depends on, like, the triple twist and the backflip and all that, doesn't it? How complicated are they making it? Or are they just going, and up next it's Coulson attempting the pencil. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if it is that, if it is that
attempting the pencil, like you could fuck the pencil up.
That's what I mean.
Like the pencil is to yeah. me. Oh, what's he?
No one saw
he's,
that.
He's gone in as the ruler. He's had it. I've seen some splashes in my life. We're soaked here. I'm in the commentary box. I'm absolutely soaked. Yeah, I think from what I can see, the lower the board, the less it times its difficulty, doesn't it? So the higher you go, the more times you get on difficulty, the yeah. better you do on difficulty. I think they're looking at any kind of move at all with hardly any splash into the water, you're going to be right up there. So if you could do a tuck or probably a little twist or something and both land,
yeah.
you're probably right up there. And I suspect he's a bit better than this. Than he's saying.
Do you think?
Yeah,
but
I do.
He couldn't swim then.
He couldn't, but there's something, the way he's talked about diving hasn't been a write off.
Right, okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it hasn't been a write off.
So we're saying fifth.
Oh, dear. No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying. I've got to go first. Do you know what? I think we're looking at. I'm going big on this one. I'm going one or two.
Really?
You know where you were like 110 metre hurdles? If you clear them, you're on. You only need one dive where you do something and land
right,
it.
Right, okay.
And I reckon if you get that, I'm going to go, do you know what? No, I'm going to leave a little, I'm going to leave my first place because I think I'm going to go two.
Two?
I've gone big, I know. I've gone big, I've gone two. Because I think he could land it. He's got a good partner. He's got some confidence about them, like this lad.
I'll go last diving. I'll go last. I think he'll bomb out on that. He'll bomb out. He'll be like, I think his head will go. What he'll do is he'll belly flop or something on the first, and then the neck, and then his head will go. And then he won't be able to claw it back. And then he's out the running. That's what I think.
I don't
he's...
know. I think he's got something. I think he's got something in the back pocket there in his trunks. I think he'll pull something out. Next one, plain old easy away,
steady away. This
steady yeah. away, the swim. I think it's 50 meters. I think there's a turn in there, so maybe it's 100 meters because a pool's 50 meters, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think there's a turn in there. It's who can do a tumble turn and get back out. That's who's going to win. I think he's not bad at swimming, but he hadn't swam before the show. Everyone should know that. He hadn't swam before the show, so he had swimming lessons, which is mint. What are we talking, swimming?
I think the pool's a different game. I don't think...
I don't know what game we were playing before, but now it's gone serious.
But yeah, I think the other one's on the track and blah, blah, blah. He's experienced on the track. He has been running for a bit now. And you can sort of get through it. I think the pools are different. Considering as well he's not swam.
Yeah.
Anything to do with water, I think he's bottom.
Oh, Coulson. I feel sorry for him because he's not in.
I mean,
he can't answer back.
Are you going...
No, swimming I'm going last because I think we're now coming. I think we're coming to his three strongest events. We've got out the pool.
Yeah.
And we've gone straight into it. Now, this for me...
Yeah.
This for me is a nailed on. Hammer throw.
Hammer throw.
Hammer throw, I'm going right up. That's a one or a two for me, hammer.
Really?
He can...
You've been to the gym with him and
you
said
what,
he can shift some weight.
That lad can lift weight. Proper weight. Like...
Which, that's it.
And that's what hammer is. Chuck a weight far.
Mm.
I think he can chuck a weight a long way, you know. Remember, he plays cricket a lot?
Yeah, badly.
Come on, work with me here. Plays cricket a lot. He's strong.
Yeah.
He's coming off a bit of a defeat in the swimming.
Yeah,
so he's thinking to himself, hammer throw, I've got this.
Hammer throw.
Do you know what? Do you know what, Jack?
Go on.
I'm going one.
You're going first.
I'm going first. I really do. Genuinely, I think hammer throw right up there.
He's up against some big boys, though. He's up against some big boys.
He is, but on his day, you know.
On his day.
If he gets that swivel right, he's off. It's out the stadium.
It's a six.
2 mile. He threw it 2 mile. What do you think, Hammers?
I think third. I think he might get a place.
Yep, bronze.
But I think he'll get the bronze, and he'll be made up with it.
Well, wouldn't you all?
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at this in our point of view, Jack. I don't think we're coming anywhere. I've got a bit of a chance on track, but I've got no chance diving and swimming.
No, no,
no chance in hammer.
No.
Right. Next one. What do you think?
I think he's good on the bike.
Track cycling.
This is my first.
Is it?
This is my first. This I think.
It. This is it. No, we're talking now.
I think he'll get first in on the track cycling.
Yeah, he's strong. I've cycled with him on that towpath down in the Keys. Yeah. He's fast.
Yeah, he left
good
you.
Good bike.
Left you in the dust.
Yeah, he left me. Partly because I had a flat tyre and he didn't tell me he had a pump.
Mm.
But he's rapid. Tracks, do you know what? Do you know what? I think we're both going first there.
Track one.
Track one. He's going to give it the old Chris Hoy. He's going to absolutely nail it round there, isn't he? Do you know what? I think that could be... I think you're right. That could be his event. Talking about his event...
The last one.
The last one, Jack. Do you want to announce what that is?
The last one's the speed climb wall.
Just so the viewers at home, or people listening to the podcast, this is the one where you said your quote was, well, I'll piss this.
Yeah, I'll piss this. I'm like a rat up a drain pipe, I think I said.
Yeah. So, for you, this is a number one all over
this
for you.
This is my number one, because I'm light.
Yeah.
I'm nimble. Yeah. Jack be quick.
Yeah.
And I'm off.
I'm off.
So, I would be looking at speed climbing, like, thinking, that's my goal.
That's my...
I think this might be one of his worst. He said... he sent me a video of him attempting it. And it took him about 20 seconds to get up, like, the first like, little bricks.
I don't know with them sometimes, though, with these sending those videos.
Do you think he's sending them to say, look how bad this is, but I'm actually not?
I don't think he's going to be that ropey on it. But you're right, speed climbing has got to be about nimble.
Mm.
There again, he's rangy.
What's that mean?
Well, you need range to grab the things, don't you?
Yeah.
What are you saying then? Speed climbing?
Last. I'm saying last. Speed climbing.
You can't waver you. When you've got something in your head, you can't waver
you. It's in my head.
Even when I'm putting
it... I saw that video though, Ben, and he looks really fucking shit trying to get up that... What is... It's speed climbing. The clue's in the title. No chance. I think last for speed climbing.
Last. That's a six for speed climbing. Can you get disqualified in speed climbing? You could fall off, couldn't
you? Yeah, fall off, I imagine, yeah. I suppose I didn't actually think of disqualifications. Can you? I suppose you can get disqualified in all of them.
Well, hammer, you could definitely can. If you don't throw it in the right part of the circle, disqualified, out.
But do you get three attempts?
Yeah. Cycling, I bet you can if you off the track. Swimming, I don't think you can, unless you go too early.
Or drown.
Yeah, you go too early. Diving, I don't think you can, you just splash out, don't you? 110 metre hurdles, false start.
Yeah, and same for the other tracks.
400, yeah. Canoe slalom, you could definitely capsize. And if you miss a gate...
Capsize.
If you capsize, that's it. You're done. DQ.
There's no chance. There's no chance.
So speed climbing, I'm going fifth. I think there's going to be a disqualification in there. And I think he's going to... If he's steady away...
Yeah.
That would be my thing. If I can't get up there rapid... Make sure you just don't get disqualified. Mm. Then you're in the running.
In the running.
So I'm going fifth. There we go. Mint. We've got our places, right? So, yeah.
But you've been marking my scores under your name.
I've only got two columns and I'm pissing off. Crack, I'd be crap at this Olympics, wouldn't it? How many points do you give? How many points do you give the ice skaters? Oh, I've got it wrong. I've got to mix them up. No, I've shifted it round now, okay. I think. I think we're all right.
Okay.
So... That's our predictions. I'll lock those away in a safe. So no one can say we were cheating. Right, so we've had loads of good luck messages from Colson, haven't we? Some from Instagram, some from Twitter, but loads from our little Patreon family.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want to join that family, it's www.patreon.com/SofaCinemaClub. You get a load of bonus content. Close friends on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's the price of a large popcorn.
It is.
Well worth it.
Couple of quid. Extra content and, steady away.
Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
Oh, God. It's not easy, is it?
It's not easy. Subscribe, yeah. So go online, you know, the podcast stations and like and subscribe and share.
Tell your mates. Follow. Tell your mates, subscribe, share. Tell people who don't even listen to podcasts. Get them to listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get anyone to listen. Even if you see someone in the street you don't really know, stop them. Say, hey, that podcast's good. Which one? So for Cinema Club's Killimpics this week, get on it. Absolutely brilliant. If you want to know anything about Killimpics, that's your podcast.
And we will see you for the first step of the Killimpics, which is
Tuesday the 10th.
Yeah.
The morning of Tuesday the 10th.
Yeah.
After the night before, when he will have done. I think the first thing they do... It's canoe slalom, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. I think they end...
And what did we think he was going to do in that?
Canoe slalom, we went big, didn't we?
Yeah.
You've gone 2 and I've gone 4.
Yeah.
That's what I've written down, yeah. 2 and 4, yeah. We can listen back and I can write them again. Obviously. Yeah, you've gone 2, I've gone 4. Canoe slalom is going to be... They finish on the track.
Yeah. With the 100 metres, because that's what everybody tunes in to see.
It's a blue ribbon event.
It is. So, yeah, that's it. You can catch us all next week, but he's not been here today, Coulson, because, as I said, he's down in London practising. And but I think it'd be really nice if we do hear a little update as to how he's getting on. Would you agree?
I would agree. A little message from the lad, because we haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
So, Jack and Ben, you're in the studio without me. Producer Henry tells me it's been a bit of a challenge. It's not easy. It's not easy being in the hot seat. Not easy doing all that work that I do. But today I'm not in the hot seat. I'm on the diving board. Yeah, we're filming the diving for the games, which is on TV next week. It's all very fun. It's all very exciting. I'm a little bit nervous, but I've heard that you two have been singing my praises, although you've been struggling without me. I'll be back with you in a week, hopefully. So, yeah, until then, good night. God bless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.